Before Shabbos, Lo Yadani wasn't sure. Imil Afaneha, Imil Yachreha. Was the Yontif like before Shabbos, or was the Yontif after Shabbos? Rashi Lo Yadano, Imchal Yontif Dera Shabbos, Umeiz Boi Bayoim, the person died on Friday Yontif, Umevnesh Lo Yukul Asadli Boi Lamochim. Since tomorrow is going to be Shabbos, and they can't do anything on Shabbos, is a Tiul of Karvai Dayamin. They were mati you to bury him on the first day Yontif with Goyim. That was the mindset. They told him, even though he's made the first day Yontif, you're allowed to let Goyim go and bury him. You see, I'll be Goyim, you are allowed to do it. The Yomar Rava says, the Maisa was made the Yontif Rishon. The law is like this. If somebody dies the first day Yontif, so it's an issue right to then, so Yisrael shouldn't do any malacha for burying him. But if you want to, you're allowed to let Goyim bury him. Hashenka beyond the Sheni, somebody's made some Yonta Sheni, it's only awesome of the Rabbonin, is this Askul by Yisrael. The Rabbonin will make all of cover a mace that even Yisrael could bury him on Yonta Sheni. The Afilu beyond the Sheni is Rosh Hashanah. Even if the second day is Rosh Hashanah, that if the Chomadik Gavin Rosh Hashanah is not Tamas Asafi, is like Yama Richtadami, even in Eretz Yisrael will there 2 days Rosh Hashanah, still Nagaya to a mace, the second day is still only awesome of the Rabbonin will make all by a mace. Mashaykin Bebeitza. Mashenkin an egg that's born the second day Yontif, that's a shalva for Muksa, the other Rabbanu will make it. It's a filchus Muksa, they weren't make it on Yontif Sheni. If a Beitz an egg is born on Yontif, it's also. They're only making the day to a mace. If somebody's mace on Yontif, you can bury him. The first day Ali De Goyim, the second day Ali De Yisrael. So why did you answer back the treatise in a Tosser? The same terrors as Fisheni B'nai Torah. I know that Allah could have smut them, but about they were Amaratzim. If I give them one head to do other theorem, he didn't want to be making for them at all. But then we told the Mishnah with us. Right, Umar Abavin Barakuna, Umar Rab Khama Baguria. Misatit Odom Bikilo over Sixakhla, the Yoitzel or Shusarab Mishabs. A person is allowed to wrap himself around with the kilo. That's this tent, this cloth that they use for a tent. You're allowed to wrap it around you, and now use it as a coat, and walk outside with it. And since you're covering yourself with it, it's like a derech malbush now, you're allowed to walk out with it. And the chiddush is, even though it has the straps on it, that the straps now are only used when you put it up for a tent, you tie it down with the straps. But now that you have this kilo, the sheet wrapped around you, you have no use at all for these straps. So we saw this in halacha, you're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. The ain't a chayshus. Enough to be the chayshus, that's who you're carrying out the straps. The sheet itself is wrapped around you. It's like a malbush, but the straps that are hanging down, you have no use for the straps right now. The straps are only used to hang up the kilo out of the tent. Now you're using it as a malbush. So why is that? Mutam? And the more satirist is kosher, because since it's not kosher, it's bought to the beggars, we saw in our local. It's Rashi. Nisatabod and bikila shu kisadin, like a sheet. Or nisatabod erak malbush. Wrap it around you and walk out with it on Shabbos. The chistasehah, ritzuyas atluyas, we know the strings that are hanging down from it. La yamrina, we don't say hak ritzuyas. Lav litzur chitifinu. These strings you don't need for wearing it. For whoever have it, masli, maybe it's called you carrying it. Nahu shasa, the end kitzkor, asu nelo and taste of yale. The only reason you need these straps was only when you want to put it up like a tent, you need the straps. But the way it is now, you don't need the straps. Still, we say it's mutzur. Well, don't see why. Shadig maranayt, maishnam and rahuna. Why is this different, carrying out these straps that are on the beggar now with saying it's mutter? Why is it different than Rahum is halacha? Yomar Rahum Yomar Rav, ha-yoytzei b'talis, she'en ha-metziyetzes kilchosom, you walk out with the talis on Shabbos. It doesn't have four tittis kilchosom. You only have three corners you have a tittis. On the fourth corner it's missing. Or else a few of the strings came off, that the tittis is possible. If you walk out with such a beggar on Shabbos, you should know, chayiv chatis. He owes you chayiv chatis. It's a kasha why? On the beggar itself, you're zikr not chayiv chatis. The beggar's a beggar. You're wearing a beggar. So what are you chayiv chatis for? Just for the tittis. So why do we say, just like he had the straps, you walk out with the sheet, even though it has straps hanging on it, you say the straps is bottled to the beggar, there also, why don't we say the tittis should be bottled to the beggar, and why are you chayiv chatis? And the Gemara, tittis legavi talis chashivi, v'loi batli. The Torah says, these strings that are here, hanging down manasha. The strings by itself, if it's not in the kind of the mitzvah, it's not part of the beggar, and it's not a tachshit for the beggar yet. No, you only have three, you don't have four. So these three strings right now, they are choshev things, because eventually you plan to put a fourth tittis on the fourth corner. Then you will have a mitzvah tittis. You don't want now these three strings and three corners to be buttoned to the beggar. No, it's a choshev thing. And the way it is right now, it's not part of the Begid, because it's not a tachet to the Begid. We don't have a Kiva Mitzvah. Therefore, blives the Masli. Since it's not Votus to the Begid, because it's Choshev by itself, it's called like carrying out those strings. Mashenken Hani, Loi Chashiv Yabatli. Here, what are you doing? You have this kilo, the sheet, you're wrapping around it. You're wrapping it around yourself. And you have some straps on the kilo. Now, these straps have no chashivis. They're brought to the begging. Something that's not so chashiv, you don't care if it's there or not. That's as far as, since it is attached to the begging, it's sewed on to the begging, it's brought to the begging. It's only something that's chashiv that's not brought to the begging. The drashi chayat chatis. Vidal loi hoysa mitziyatis klal loi mechayim. If you have no tzitzis avad, you wouldn't be chayim. The whole lehushihu. You're wearing the beggar, it's a malvish. You're allowed to wear the beggar itself. Alma hatzitzis heavy le masli. So why you chayav chadish? Because there are three strings that are here. It's called the masli. Hoyo v'yena k'mitzvosa. Right now it's not, you have no kima mitzvah. Einam tzrichim lo, you don't need them. U'min ha-beggar mamish einam l'chashvina kavosa. It's not part of the beggar. The beggar is a beggar. These are some strings hanging down. So since you have no kima mitzvah, it's not part of the beggar. The metal is called the masli. So why is it different than the straps on the kilo? That there it is chashiva. Why is the trashi mishum the shel saying? So Rashi learns the reason why the tzitzis is chashid, because we're talking about they were tchelis. They're made from blue wool. For lay batle the heavy bo masli. That's the way Rashi learns. Other Rishayim on faith learns tzitzis chashivi, shen v'tom ufish chashuv v'nein denov, she daite lite v'talis tzitzis revir. You have that by to make good tzitzis here. So these three pairs that are on it now, you don't have that that should be bought to the begin, like you have that to use it. Since you have das, you have to use it. You don't want it to be bought to the beggar. So we spoke out in Halacha. The Chayot learns from this Gemara, the Pshat is, even a loop. If part of the loop breaks off, since you have das to fix it again, so it's like a chosher of a thing, you don't want it to be bought to the beggar. So Chayot and Paskins, you can't walk out with a pair of pins that the loop, one side of the loop came off. But since one side of the loop of your belt came off, you have das to sew it back on again, so it's a chosher of a thing. Anything you have das to use is called chosher, is not bought to the beggar. We spoke about the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't pass come like that, it can be Mekel, and you also know the Sforna Gemara Sittis is out the Mitzvah Sittis, that's what the Chashuv thing. The reason why you don't want these three strings to be bought to the beggars is because you plan to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sittis. You plan to put another fourth corner of Sittis on, and then you'll have four corners with Sittis to Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's why it's not bought to the beggars. So anything like a loop on your belt, the loop for the belt, even though one side comes off, you're zich and not chashiv, you don't care if it goes off altogether or not. So that about it would be brought to the beggar. Right.
Can I understand anything?
The three strings? No, nothing. Omar Keth, Navera. I'll still persist, now that I walk out with such a beggar, off the beggar itself. You can't wear a beggar that has four corners without having six on it.
Yeah.
Here, there's an issa to do it. The Shalom Shabbat, there's no issa. All right, there's a good Shabbat, there's a tzitzis. Look what the Bum says. Said, the chiyav is, when you have it, you have to put on the tzitzis. On Shabbos, you can't put on the tzitzis. The melee, you're allowed to wear it. That's a chiddush. The Bosh is together. It's also to do it. Omar Rabba Bar Rechuda. Marim Odom Ala Mishmeres Biyonta. Even though our Mishnah said to him, the nala spread out on top of the barrel to place the cloth that you want to use to pour the yayin into, because you're making an oil. You're making a tent on top of the barrel. You can't spread out on top this cloth you want to use to strain out the wine. You can't spread it out. But with haroma, with like make a little trick, then it's mutter. What's the trick? Amar Rabba Bar Rechuna, Marim Odom Ala Mishmeres B'yomtiv Litlois Bo Rimoinim. You make up your mind, Metchila, you're spreading out this cloth over the barrel, because you want to put pomegranates inside the cloth. You want to store pomegranates there. So you don't have that to use what's inside the barrel, you just want to use the top of it. That's not an oil at all. Then the Tel of Shmurim. And then later you put through it, you'll make the Shmurim. Because on Yontif, you are allowed to sift the yayin. Because since, like Tyson said, when you sift the yayin, it's fresher right now, it tastes better, you're allowed to do that on Yontif, it's called Eichel Nefesh. On Yontif, you just can't make the oil. So if you make the oil, it's only Nisa the Rabbanan we had before. Because it's only called an oil arai. It's not a real oil here. You're just putting out a cloth on top of the barrel. That's only Nisa the Rabbanan, because it's an oil arai. So the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do it. But with Harama, you're allowed to do it. It doesn't look like you're making a tent now. It looks like you still want to store the pomegranates on top of the barrel. That will be mutter to put the cloth on top, to put the pomegranates on top. And then later you just put the yarn and then it looks like a tent. Because you want to use what's underneath the oil. Then you want to use the air underneath it to reach it, to get the wine. Amar Rav Ashi, for who the Talmud remind you? You have to know your mama should have to put pomegranates through also. not enough just to have das mechila. When you spread out the cloth, you want to use pomegranates. The mice, you have to put pomegranates there. But the more mice, you know, why is it different than this din? Ma'atilin sheikhar b'moy. You allow to make beer on cholamoy. The tzarech ha-moy. You want to make a tzarech ha-moy, this mutter. It's not the tzarech ha-moy, dosa. But it's time to make beer on cholamoy. So you're going to use after Yom Tif, that's also. But cholamoy, you can't do malachas on cholamoy. Only tzarech ha-Yom Tif. What you need for cholamoy. You don't need it for today, you can't do it. Echot sheikha tomorrow, whether you're making the beer from tomorrow, from dates, echot sheikha tomorrow, from Bali, afal pi sheishlam yoshin. Even though you have old wine in your house, or old beer, Sechura, since you have ready old beer, Sechura, you don't have to make new beer now on Chol HaMoed. Still we say, Marian, you can make a trip, v'sheisim in HaKodesh, and you can make believe as if you want to drink new beer. So you're allowed to make the beer now on Chol HaMoed, and you'll drink from the Kodesh. So, v'sheisim in HaKodesh. And we say there, you don't even have to, you're allowed to drink from the Kodesh, from the new wine. So why is the trick there mutter, and here we're saying the trick is only mutter here if your mom has used the pomegranate. And there you don't have to do anything. It's different. Why the beer? When you're making beer, nobody's cheshed you, you're making beer for after Chol HaMoed. It looks right now, the reason why you're making the beer on Chol HaMoed, unless you want it right now. So even though you really have other beer, for you it's mutter because that's haroma, that's mutter. Mashen came over here, where it looks like what? You're spreading out the cloth on top of the barrel, it looks like you're making an oil. So Matkhila does look like an oil. Here we're only making if you manage to put pomegranates on top. That takes off the yeast of the Mara sign. Omulei Rabbon Ravashi. Chazi Mar Haitzum Rabbon. I saw a young Rabbonim. Rabbune Rabbi Chibon Shimei. His name was Rabbune Rabchin. The Yamala some say Rabbune Bar Chalvon. That was his name Shimei. To Shokal Boro de Tuma. He took the garlic peels. Took a Boro de Tuma. The outside shells of the garlic. And he put it into the hole of the barrel. Amal used to have a barrel of wine. There used to be a hole here where the wine would come out. He wanted to stuff up the hole. He used to put in the garlic, the shells of the garlic, inside the hole to stuff up the hole. With the Chura, that should like welcome. It looks like a ticking mona. You have a hole in the barrel, the wine is coming out. You want to stuff up the hole, it's awesome in the Rabban. Stuffing up a hole looks like you'd be mistaken as clean. And he used to do it on Yom Tov. The Yomer, and he would say, you know what, I'm putting the onion there, there's the garlic there. I don't have kavono to clog up the hole. I just have no place to put the garlic, so I'm putting it in this hole. That's all my kavono. His latsnuya. I'm putting the garlic to hide it there, that's all, for the purpose of the garlic. Latsnuya kemechavim. The Yoslin, he went away. That's one thing he did. Another thing the Sudra Bonham did was, v'noyim v'mavre, it's on Yom Tov. When the ferry was on one side of the river, he went into the ferry and fell asleep there. The Yovel HaGisa. And all of a sudden, the ferry started to go. He didn't realize it. And he got to the other side of the ferry. The Saya Ferry. Oh, when he got out on the other side, he had his field there. And he went to look over the field to make sure everything was okay there. The Yomer, people asked, I'm not going ferry on Yom Tov. You can't travel on the ferry on Yom Tov. The Yomer told him, when I went into the ferry, I went to take a nap there. I didn't go across the ferry. I just went to make a nap. So the mindset is called Haroma. It's called really, really the guy knew what he was doing. But if it's a terrorist, it's not Marasayan. You have a terrorist to look what you're doing. That's called Haroma. Is Omaluhu. Haroma Karma. You're telling me Haroma. Is Haroma B'Drabonim. We're only talking about Isur B'Drabonim here. He's fixing up this clear. It's not a real ticket monon. It's only us and B'Drabonim. Go and go over a ferry on Yom Tov, there's no list of the rights of, it's only Yosem the Rabbonin. And the klal is, Vitzurim the Rabbonin, Lo Yosem the Mevelech Akhila. Ein Echrami. For a Talmud Chochem, it's mutter for him to do something by Haroma. If he does the trickery, that people don't know what he's doing, like here, he looks like he went to sleep. People won't come to learn from him. It's mutter to go over the ferry, Ein Echrami. For a Tzurim the Rabbonin, it's mutter. For somebody else, it's author. But for the Tzurim the Rabbonin, it's mutter. Les Rashi. Haroma the Rabbonin, he. Okay, got seen Hacharoma love Yisroel the Raisa. We're not talking about Yisroel the Raisa here, heavy. Elav Yisroel the Rabbonin. He nami ovid ma mishploi haroma the Rabbonin who the ovid. Even if we stuff up the soul, the kavonim, it's only Yisroel the Rabbonin. Hilka, even the soul of the Rabbonin, since it's guys of Tam Kochem, lo yachmiru olei, we're not makhri upon him. So who lo yossi le meva the kachilo, lehedyo, because he will never come to be meko and do mamish the kachilo this yisim. Veloi haroma, la'ava shom lefnei akil. So a regular person will not meko. Even though he's doing it by Roma, we're afraid some kinds will do it without Haroma. But for Tzum and Rabbanu, we'll make it. Even without Haroma, we'll make it. With Haroma, we'll make it. For Tzum and Rabbanu, we'll do it. So the Mishnah. Noistin mayim agam b'yashmorim b'shvil shi'itzoylu. You allowed to put water on top of the shmorim b'shvil shi'itzoylu, the shmorim should come cleaned out. It means if you have, the shmorim means that's the pits and shells that you made the wine from. What? Yeah. So you allowed to put water over the dregs on Shabbos. Noistin mayim agam b'yashmorim b'shvil shi'itzoylu. That you want the water to come out clean, or you want the water to get a tam of the yin, that's mutter. That you want the water to get a tam of the wine, that's mutter. Or mesanin esayayin v'sudrit. If you have cleaned out wine already, you're allowed to be mesanin, like sift it through v'sudrin in a cloth or v'chlitas mitzvus, the type of a basket made from deck or made from palm trees. And since it's cleaned out wine already, there's no issue of being buried then. It's cleaned out wine already. You can put an egg through a sifter that you sift using chardel mustard seeds there. That's mutz also to do on Shabbos. Usually you put mustard seeds there. Now you can put an egg through it. Same thing with the egg. The white, the yellow part of it, noitet, goes down. The white part of it, shukosher, nishalamala. Still, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. We'll see more why. The yoisin anumlin b'Shabbos. That'll make an anumlin, a type of a mixture. Shabbos, we'll see the Gemara about the chur, I think, we'll see. That's mutter to make on Shabbos. You have Yehuda wine there, the Shabbos b'kois. On Shabbos, you can only make one kois. The yontif for lagin, you can make more of this measurement. Yontif, you use lagin. Over moedim, chalom moed b'chavish, you can make as much as you want. We have tzadik leim akolah for yorchim. No, it depends how many orchim you have, how much will be needed or not, if it's mutter or not. Mar amaziri, noisin odim yayin solul, or mayin solul, tzorich ha-mishmoros b'shabbos. If you have clear wine already, or clear water already, that's drinkable the way it is, then there's no issa burr anymore. Then you're allowed to put it through the cloth to sift it out more. V'yein nechoshis. But if the wine is dirty, you wouldn't drink it the way it is, that's the use of the raisa. Then you're being over meraki. Then you're sifting it to take out the dirty part of the wine. That's awesome. Meisri of Shimon Gamliel Eimer. Toyred odem chov yeshoyayin. Yeno ushmareho. V'neis no toycha mishmoros b'shabbos. Of course, mashma the wine with its shmarim, even though it's dirty inside the wine, still you're allowed to put through the mishmoros b'shabbos. It's the even dirty wine that you won't drink the way it is, still you're allowed to sift it on Shabbos. V'yeno choshes. And the Maratik Maziri, Ben HaGita Shonu. Here it's talking about Ben HaGita means when it's the season of wine. When it's the season of wine, people drink the wine the way it is then also. So since it's drinkable, there's no answer of sifting it. Rashi, Ben HaGita Shonu, Shekol La'yena Sakurim. All the wine then was like dirty. The Shaisunais in Mishmarayim. And people used to drink the wine then with its things in it. What do you call it?
Dregs.
Ezilga ain't can tikkun. There's no call tikkun of lav hachim ishtoi. People drink it anyway. Therefore, there's no issa of tikkun. Has dew on it. That's a new jacket. So since it's new, you're makpid not to wear it with the dew on it. You want to get the dew off it. If you shake off the dew, that's also poshes mash with nisa deraisam. It's mishum kibbutz. That's a toldo of kibbutz cleaning the beggar. Now the vart of makpid is totally at the metzias. That usually on a new beggar that's black, you're makpid if the dew gets on it. Let's say you'll be makpid any other beggar, it'll also buy buster. Just an uchad milson, if it's not black and it's not new, you're not makpid. Hagos, what's your more? The whole shrein she also lenayer beged she no shabamayim or she yardu all of yisham vernageya. The mold's raining outside and a lot of water comes on your coat or comes on your jacket when you come home, you're not allowed to shake off the water out of the beged. V'davka the beged chodesh, also davka new beged, shemak bedolam, that you're makba to wear it, or you're makba that the water should not stay in the beged. Because usually a new beged, when water comes in it, it makes it wrinkles there. So you want to make sure the water gets out. So the chura, new hair, lavdavka brand new. Any nice suit you have that you know the water will ruin the suit, and you want to shake out the water, that's also to do on Shabbos. Because by shaking out the water, it's also doimet to kibbutz. Yeah. And some say more, when you shake it out, it's like doimet to schita, I think there he says. The Mogen Avraham says, v'shemeskatze b'mayim mashma d'stam.
What happens to
the water? Doesn't say it. Shmur says this is Rashi Shittun, that you're not allowed to shake off your beged from dust. If your jacket fell on the floor and got all dusty, you're not allowed to shake off the dust off your jacket. In Makpadola, if the way the jacket now is so dirty that you'd be makpid not to wear it, so then by shaking off the dust, that's Rashi's Chiddush, that's also called Kibbutz. When you want to put water in it, now some dust I got. Jacket dirty, and now I gotta clean off the dust off the jacket. Shabbos. That's the way you won't wear it. The third lock is tomorrow. Material should be marked like Rashi Shita and not taken off. If some fetish or like piece of material goes on top of your beggar like a hair or a string or something, that's mutter to take off. Because that's not nibble in the beggar. That's called a separate piece by itself. There is no issue. That'll be mutter. So the Shreya Maisa taik, if your jacket gets dirty, the Shreya Maisa, the Mr. Brewer is making a day a guy. If he wants, he can tell a guy to do it. That's on Easter Rabbanim, Mishim Kavod Abriyas, he can make for a guy to clean off your beggar. A maker I didn't know must that you should be cautious for Rashi Shita not to clean it off.
If it rains,
Magaya, you shouldn't take your jacket and wring it out. And what's Magaya more is your hat. More you come home, your hat is wet. Usually take off your hat, the first thing you do is go like this to get off the water. That's not to do on Shabbos. It's even possible to be Nisiraisa then. That's called Daimatis Tikibus and Daimatis Chita. It's like you're squeezing out the water out of the baggage. Right, the base. You buy a new sweater, a new jacket that was woven, part of the material is sticking out. Some parts of the threads are still sticking out. There's like, yabolus means like a growth. They got growth on your body, you have the growth on your woolen jacket. There's still some growth there. Shagabe begodim, going, elo a yabolus, shabbe clear temer, and ishorim them in a riga. When they wove with the leftover some of this wool there, is chayiv mishumak v'patish. You pull off the strings now on Shabbos, so this is the rice to mishumak v'patish. Why? Because makapatish means any gemar malocha. This is called the gemar malocha of the beged. The who sheyit for a layim. No, you makpid not to wear it the way it is now. So the kitzur of this beged wasn't finished yet. A beged means something you wear. You won't wear this beged because it has these pimples sticking out on it. So taking out these pimples from the wool, that will be nisid raitzim. Avlim etzirim derech esek potter. If you don't do the kavonim, stam derech esek case. Stam, you don't have kavona to make your beggar look nice to him. Just stam, like aga, like you be misasik, that's mutter to do it.
I don't really mean it's mutter, because the mechabit loshin is potter, and potter only means potter avaloser. And that's where the Mishnah Brewer also brings down from the Sefer HaZachronis, that it's still also to do it mid rabbonim. Even though you don't have kavona to take it off to clean the beggar, like it should be wearable, you're just doing a derech esek, it's still also mid rabbonim. But if your kavanah is pulling it out because you want the beggar to look nice to be able to wear it, that's an issue. The right so mishum makah b'patish. All right, we'll stop here.
Kufla Metesma Base, or say the Mishnah again. We learned it yesterday, I'll start over again. Again, the Mishnah. Kufla Metesma Base. Noisnin Mayim Agabi Hashmorim Bishvil She Yitzoylu. If you have the Shmorim, that's the dirty wine that has the shells and the pits inside it,
you're allowed to put water on top of it on Shabbos. Hey, because you're not straining out anything. Like, you're just putting water, like, through the strainer. So the water is mutter to go through it. Bishvil shi'etfeilu. You want that to shmorim, that means the pits and shells, let them get a little bit wet, and then the wetness of it will come out, so that's mutter. Or mithalanen esayayin bisudrin. You're allowed to sift out wine through sudrin. It's clear wine that you could drink the way it is. There's no way to sifting. Sifting burrs only if it's dirty wine and has the pits and shells in it, then you can't sift it out. But if it's clean wine that's drinkable, there's no issa being sifting it. So you're allowed to put it through the sudrin or the chlifas mitzvah. You can put it through the basket that's made of palm trees. Also sifts out the wine. There's no sifting because the wine is drinkable the way it is. There's no issa burr on it. The noisnin beitza mesananenes shochardel. You can put an egg through a sifter that's made to sift chardel mustard seeds. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. Because you have mustard down on the bottom of it already. The yellow part of the egg goes down to the bottom where the mustard is. Has the purpose why you want the egg, the yellow, to go down is to make it look nice. And the white stays on top. So the reason why there's no Issa Burr here is because you're not doing for the purpose of eating the egg. You're just doing for the purpose that the yellow should go down and make the chardon look nice. So therefore there's no Issa Burr by separating an egg. Because you're not doing it to eat it. It's a shayla. If you would separate the egg, the white from the yellow, amanas teeth one, maybe that would be Issa. That's called a burr that you want to use the teeth. But here you just want the yellow to go down to make the bottom chardon look nice. Here there's no Issa Burr. Now, the second shot Rashi is, second tariff is that time it's a shinu here, that's why it's mutter. Right? We'll see more about it. You're allowed to make an anumlin b'shabbos, a type of a drink, of wine that you drink. It's a maichol briyim, that's why it's mutter. You want to make this type of a drink on Shabbos, you only allowed to make one kais worth of it. Because more than that, by says Nick, you're doing the shame reform, or you're doing it for after Shabbos. You can't make more of this one, just one cup. The yontif v'login. On yontif, you can make a little bit bigger, a lug, the size of a lug you can make of it. Uvemoyed v'chavis. And chol amoyed, you can even make a big basket, a barrel full of it. Rabbi Tzadik v'ayim v'akolu for yorchid. No, it's mutin, depends how many orchim you have, you can make it. It's not a shal, you're doing it for after Shabbos. Because if you need it for that Shabbos, you can make as much as you need on Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara exactly what a numen is. The Gemara Omer Ziri. You're allowed to put clean water or clean wine through the sifter on Shabbos. There's no issa. Hey, since it's edible or drinkable the way it is, there's no issa burr. So just putting it through to make it even cleaner, there's no issa burr. But if the wine or the water is dirty, that's not drinkable the way it is, so then you're making merakeh, you're sifting it, that's an issur d'oraisa. Meisver, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Toyred Adam Chov Yeshoyayin, Yena Ushimoreho, you're allowed to take a whole barrel full of wine with its pits and shells, V'noisein L'Teicha Mishmeres B'Shabbos, and you're allowed to put it through the sifter on Shabbos. There it's mashmi, even though the wine is dirty, the wine has the pits and shells in it, still it's mutter. I look through this is an av malacha merakeh. Your mom is sifting it on Shabbos. V'yena choshes that it's mutter. The Torah says tirgum oziri ben hagita shonu. This song about the fresh wine just comes out of the barrels. So Rashi learns the pshat is that's the way people drink the wine. They drink the wine with the shells in it. It's not that bad. It's still drinkable. So since lemaisa rove people drink it this way, there's no issa burra then. Rashi ben hakita shonu shakol hayenas akurim. All the wine were dirty. And they used to drink it this way with the shells in it. That's the klal. If it's drinkable the way it is, then there's no issa burr. Even though you're sifting it and making it purer, that's not a issa sifting. Sifting is only when the way it is now you can eat it. And with the sifting you make it edible, that's awesome. You're allowed to take wine and put it through the sudr, put it through the cloth to sift it. is like a ma'isa ubdu the chayil. When you put the cloth on top of the barrel, you should not make a guma, like make it go down in, like the top of the cloth goes into the barrel. That's making a hole. Making a guma, that's more mechse, like a regular sifting, that's awesome in the rabbonim. The cloth on top of the barrel shouldn't go deep down like it's a hole there. The P hakli, that's called ubdu the chayil. And I'm yosadei chiter. You're allowed to put the wine through a basket that are made out of palm trees, even though it's going to sift it. But since it's clean wine, it's mutter. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, Ubavach lo yagbiya mikark isoy shokli tefach. You should not pick up this basket from the bottom of the barrel of tefach. Because if you do it, it's a shalom mishum on oil. And we're talking about you have a big wine barrel here. And now you have like a sifter, like a basket made out of palm leaves. So you want to put the sifter in here, and then you pour the wine on top. So the sifter can't be a tefach off from the bottom, because then the sifter is like an oil. So drashish lo yagbiyam hakfifis. That's this basket you're using to sift the wine with. Mi karkiris hakli, from the bottom of the kli. Hatap the tefach. Kemidas oil. Because if it's a tefach off the bottom, then it looks like you're making an oil. That's why it's awesome. So more Omar Rav. It's a very interesting galoch here. Omar Rav. Hai perunko. A perunko means like a cover to a barrel. You have the big barrels of wine, and you want to put a cloth on top of it to cover it up. There's a shaylon on every time you put a cover on top of the pot on Shabbos. So all you're doing is putting a cover on top of the barrel. So to Gemara, apal gedekul b'shari. If you're only covering up here for the top of the barrel, that's mutter. But akula kuva also. If you put the cover across the whole barrel, then it's also. Now what is the yisur? Rashi learns, Palga de Kubishari, the lav oil. If you're only covering half of the barrel, there's no is oil. Or if you cover the whole barrel, then it's also because it looks like an oil. You're making an oil. Since you're putting the cover on top of the barrel, there's no is oil. So the belt kash, everybody asks, then how can you ever cover any pot? Anytime you have a pot and you put the cover on top of the pot, as long as there's a tefach, as if the food is filled to the top of the pot, then about it wouldn't be a noil. A noil has to mean there's a roof, but underneath there has to be at least air of a tefach. But every normal pot that's only half full, so you have a tefach wide of air, so how could you put the cover on top of the pot? Look who you're making a noil. That's this gemara. All you're doing is spreading out the cover on top of the barrel, wine barrel. So some of us should learn the wine barrel is very wide. A very wide barrel, there's an is oil, it looks like you're making an oil. On a wide barrel, it'll be also to put a cover on top of it, because it looks like an oil. Mashenken, our normal pots are not so wide, there wouldn't be an isim. Well, if you have this nagay, would be a mole if you have these big garbage cans outside. There should be a shalom, putting the cover on top of it would be done into an oil. The chur, I don't know how big a gigas was, this barrel of wine. The chur, our big garbage cans is the same thing like a barrel of wine. And here it says you're not allowed to put a cover on top of it. Another ksas kula is that the Ravid Shita learns different. The Ravid learns this gemara not like Rashi. It's not a shayla of an oil. Because as oil, we always say an oil, it's only us if you make the walls also, you have to make the mechitzis. Kol zaman the mechitzis are there, and all you're doing is put a covering on top, there's no is oil. There's only an is oil if you're mamish putting it on manas to be megim to protect you from the sun, like to use for real oil. To protect you from the sun or from the rain, that's also to do, even though you're not making mechitzes. But any type of an oil like this, we're not doing to protect yourself on the bottom. It's only us, we all, that we make mechitzes with the oil. But if the mechitzes were there before, just putting the oil on top, just putting the cover on top, there's no wisdom mechitza. So that'll be a portion ahead to throw pots, to put the cover on top of the pot. So what's pshat now with Gemara? The Ravid learns is doimet to a masanenis. It looks like you're making a sifter on Shabbos, and it looks like you're going to sift the wine on Shabbos. That's why it's only mazundarism. This barrel, a wine barrel, you're not allowed to put a cloth to cover up the whole top of the wine barrel. Because it looks like you're making a sifter to be able to sift the wine. But it has nothing to do with oil. That's the Ravid Shita. So nice of the belt is more or less make about the Ravid, like you don't see anybody ask the stakam to cover, even if you have a big barrel or garbage can, not to put the cover on top of it. There was another shalibiz. We're saying the Rashmi Shita is Allah, it's only if you make the walls and then you put a cover on top. But a regular pot, the walls are made already, then it's mutter to put the cover on top. Well, the Chorus, there's still a Shiloh, because that's good if the pot is where it is. But let's say you picked the pot up on Shabbos and put it someplace else and put it down here. And that's called now you made the walls here. Since you put the pot in a new place on Shabbos, and this Mokum now by putting the pot down, you're like making the four walls around it. So it should still be also to put the cover back on top of it. Because putting the cover on top of it lies like you're making an oil. So the answer is, either it's not wide enough to be an is oil, or else we're saying on the Raivet Shita that the Bechlal is no is oil, stop putting a cover on top of a pot. The only is for the Gemara means here is, it looks like you're making a shimmer. It looks like you want to sift the wine. Right. If you have like a kli that you fetch the water out of the big wine barrel, you fetch it out, what you call like a ladle. So in the ladle, you shouldn't put twigs inside the ladle, because that looks like you're making a mesanenis. You're making a sifter there. Like, what are you putting the twigs in this little barrel, in this little kli form? Because you want the wine go through it, like the pstela should stay behind, and only the wine will come out. So that's awesome. As on the head of Inish, people shouldn't stick sininusa, little twigs, that pull me in the opening, the kuzna, this little kli, the chavit that you're going to use to fetch out the water, to fetch out the wine. Mishum the mechse, kimishameris. It looks like you're sifting out the wine. Today, rapope, shuafo, shichro, mimona, lamona. Used to pour beer from one kli to another kli. As he had beer in this kli, and he would pour it out into another kli. Omule, ravachim, edifta, ravina, huikin, itzaitzis. Because that should also be a shala from Boru. Because the mouth of beer means there the hops on the bottom were still in there. And when you're pouring out the beer, you're very mafid just to let the water part fall out, and the psoil is still staying here. So when it comes to mamish the end pouring out, that last pouring is a mice of Boru. You're like making the psoil stay behind, and only the suits is only the drops are coming out. So how could you pour out the end part of the beer, like very slowly, just that the good wine comes, the good beer comes out, and the seller stays behind? That's the Meister Borer. And the Gemara, the very popolich, and the Gemara Nitzaitzah, the very popolich Hashivi. When he used to pour out the beer, he was never mocked, but to get the last drops out. In other words, he only poured when it was completely beer. When it came to the bottom part, when it was mixed together with the hops, he never poured out that part. So that's not a Nitzah Borer. Because when he poured it out, he only poured out the pure beer. When it got bottom part that was mixed up, he wasn't mocking and taking out those last few drops. But that's the lochataka. If you have dirty stuff on the bottom of your kli, you start pouring out, you're very mocked, but the dirty stuff should stay in, just the good stuff should come out, that's also called an issa burr. So he didn't let the last drops, he didn't take out. Strashi, he says to the very apostle of the Hashivi, Shechen v'ni matel sheikhen roi, you used to sell beer. And I mean about Metzia. What's sachim? He'll dechein a makbun itzutzis kol kach. When it came to the bottom part of the beer, he used to throw away the whole thing with the hops outside the chutz. Since Matina, you only poured out the good beer. When it got to the bottom, he threw the whole thing away. It's nicker claw, there was no burr involved. You're allowed to put an egg on Shabbos through a sifter, at least a mustard sifter. Yaakov Korcho, Lefi Shein Oisin Oisin El Legavin. What's the purpose you